Dead interesting. Lucy Kellaway investigates her family history.
Ancestral Footsteps, a travel company that organises exclusive tailor-made holidays to help people to investigate their family history, had offered to take me on a personal heritage tour. I'd accepted the invitation gladly, not because I had any particular interest in my forebears, but because, as a journalist, I thought a story on genealogy would appeal to my readers. Genealogy, it seems, is big business. Genealogy tourism, combining holidays with ancestor hunts, is a rapidly growing sector in the travel market. A recent study by the University of Illinois argued that the trend is a response to our consumer-driven lifestyle, a search for connection and authenticity in an inauthentic world. Maybe, but I think there's a more obvious cause at work. The runaway success of the BBC reality TV program, Who Do You Think You Are? The format, which has been copied in 12 countries, involves following famous people in search of their roots and watching their emotional reaction as they discover glorious and not so glorious facts about their ancestors. The show is good celebrity TV with a nice bit of colourful social history thrown in, if you like that sort of thing. But the name of the program is a bit of a sham. If we're being honest, we'll admit that who we actually are has nothing to do with our ancestors. It's down to our own personality, luck, circumstances, education, and that of our parents. I inherited my ancestor scepticism from my father, who, unlike many Australians, couldn't care less about how his family had ended up in Australia. When I told my dad I was going on a genealogical holiday, he quoted something his father used to say to him. "It's more important to be an ancestor than to have them." And he's right. Any bragging that begins with "my great-great-uncle" is never going to go anywhere worthwhile. He brought my sister and I up to think that we should try to make something of ourselves and not dwell on the past. As I awaited the results of my own ancestor research, I decided to research other people doing theirs. In the crowded upstairs room at the National Archives at Kew in southwest London, every desk was occupied by someone staring at a screen in a sort of rapture. I soon realised I'd got it all wrong. They were poring over microfiches with a focus more intense than any I've ever seen in any other library or anywhere else at all. For them, the fun isn't in the facts, it's in the hunting. With obvious delight, the woman nearest me explained that she'd just discovered an ancestor who'd been convicted of stealing. Ancestral Footsteps arranged for me to meet my personal researcher, Joe Foster, in Dorset. Joe showed me a series of documents explaining how the Kellaways arrived in Australia. My great-grandfather's death certificate says that Alfred Charles Kellaway, son of Amos and Jane, was born in Dorset, England, and died in Australia. But the 1861 census reveals that while Alfred and Jane Kellaway were living in Dorset, of Amos there was no trace at all. I tried instantly to resist the modern urge to apply psychobabble to explain Amos's disappearance. Would I have been able to forgive him for abandoning his family? But then I discovered that what actually happened was rather different. Ship's records recounted that my great-great-grandfather deserted ship in Sydney in 1857 to go in search of gold. He didn't find any, but he found new world riches of another sort. After 6 years in Australia, he had made enough money as a farmer for Jane and Alfred to sail out to join him. Their story ended happily ever after. The boy received an education and became a clergyman. His son, my grandfather, became a doctor, discovered a treatment for snake bite, and lost all interest in his roots. My father and sister predictably swallowed the story hungrily, forgetting all about their high-minded scruples. And although I still don't think of them as my family, I was more interested than I'd expected to be in the fate of Amos, Jane and Alfred, and I'm only sorry I ignored them for so long. So who do I think I am now? The truth is that I'm not who I thought I was 6 months ago. I still maintain that who I am does not include deserting sailors and failed gold diggers. Time has washed them away. But it does include something less expected. Who I am now is a born-again ancestor boar.